Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 5 of the Hannah Ashton podcast. I'm Hannah Ashton, and today's episode is another interview, and I am so excited. I say that in every podcast, but I really am so excited and ecstatic to share Alex and her story with you guys. So Alex was born in California and moved to Queensland, Australia when she was 7 years old. She started her YouTube channel in 2012 and since then has always been interested in online business and had a dream to one day be her own boss. After a month and a half of planning and hard work, she is finally launching her new online fashion boutique, Milk and Bone. So I'm actually filming this intro to the podcast a few days after we actually had our conversation. So today is actually the day that her boutique launched. So I will have the link to her store and her Instagram and all of her links in the show notes on my blog. So make sure to go check her out. She is amazing. But Alex and I actually go way back. We did our first YouTube collab in the fall of 2014. I did a fall essentials lookbook and she did a spring essentials because she is in Australia. And that was the first time I'd heard of people in Australia having opposite seasons as the US. And so I thought it was so cool that I was doing a collab with a girl from Australia and she was doing spring videos and I was doing fall videos. So that's my earliest memory of Alex, but since then we've kept up on social media, and when I saw she was launching her own business and keeping up with her YouTube channel of over 65,000 subscribers, I knew she had to be a guest on the podcast. So I think you all are really going to love our conversation. We talk about her journey starting and launching a Instagram and online boutique in 1.5 months and how you guys can do the same on a low budget. We also get into some things with YouTube and of course, always try to stay inspiring and talk about struggles, accomplishments, and all that, which I like to do in my Boss Babe podcasts. So let's go ahead and get started with the episode. Hey, Alex, how are you?
Hi, I'm really good, thanks. How are you?
I'm awesome. So what time is it there in Australia?
It's just past 10 a.m. here.
Awesome. It's 8 p.m. where I'm filming at here on the East Coast. But I am so excited to talk to you today because I honestly was so excited when I saw you started your business. Well, okay, so first I saw your tweets about like, hey guys, special announcement coming soon. And then the next tweets were like, I'm starting a business. And then you announced it, but I was so excited to hear about that and see those tweets.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so I definitely knew I wanted you on the podcast because I know we have a lot of listeners out there who maybe want to start their own business, and you're running it all through Instagram right now. And then are you having a website too eventually?
Yes, I do. I have a website. We're starting out with the website. We're running it through Shopify and we're launching that near the end of this week, actually.
So guys, definitely go check it out. But first, Alex, let's tell the listeners a little bit about yourself. We actually know each other, guys, through YouTube. We did some collabs in the past. So that's how we know each other.
But yeah.
Yeah. So back then. But if you want to tell us a little bit about yourself, that'd be awesome.
All right. So I just turned 20. And I was born in California. We moved over to Australia when I was about 7 years old. And I was never, you know, the type of person who had a lot of friends and a lot of interests and, you know, was in a lot of clubs and that sort of thing. So YouTube was something that I kind of turned to just because I would always make little like movies with my siblings. And it was just something, you know, like an interest that I could pursue and something I could do because I never really had that involvement in like clubs at school or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I've just always had an interest in like doing things online and social media and, you know, kind of being my own boss. So I guess that's where this idea for my online store came from.
Did you see others doing it or was it just something you came across and you're like, I could totally do that. I want to do it. How did you get the idea to start it?
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, I've always followed a lot of those sort of Instagram boutiques. And it was actually just something that I thought would be a cool idea for a while. Like I've been thinking about doing this for about a year. I just really enjoyed the concept of like social media marketing and like fashion and like taking photos of the clothes and marketing it myself. I just thought it would be something that would be a really fun thing to do. So.
Mm-hmm. And are you in college right now? Are you studying anything in particular?
Yes, I'm actually in college. We call it university here in Australia. I'm doing a degree in communications. My major is public relations, and I'm actually just finished the first semester for the year. So I'm halfway through my degree. I'll graduate at the end of next year.
Okay, so where did you get the name Milk and Bone Boutique?
This is a bit of a weird one. I was trying to come up with names for a while, just like thinking about it over a few days. And I was just laying in bed one night, and usually I, you know, fall asleep really quickly straight away. But that night I was just like having trouble falling asleep. There's just like so much going around in my brain, and the name Milk and Bone literally just like came into my mind, and I knew that I had to like make that the name of my store. It's not, I don't know, it's not a real logical story, but it just came into my head, honestly.
I like it. I think it's super cute and catchy, and I'm surprised it wasn't already like a little boutique. Like it's such a perfect name. I was like, oh my gosh, that wasn't taken. What? yeah, I think it was definitely like meant to be. So if you could go through the process a little of like setting up a business in Australia and starting an online boutique.
All right. So the main sort of thing that I had to apply for here in Australia was an ABN, which is an Australian business number, basically just registering your business and letting the government know that you're going to be, you know, starting a business, making money. Mm-hmm. And then since it's just me starting the business as a sole trader, I didn't have to apply for any extra like tax things because I just have my personal tax number. So that was kind of like the legal, like government side of it. And then a lot of it, honestly, was just kind of learn as you go. I tried to look a lot on Pinterest and YouTube for like people who've already started up an online boutique. But pretty much once I had my ABN, I could go and source wholesalers and start ordering clothes, starting up my Shopify store and things like that.
That's awesome. So yeah, something I'm totally interested in because I have no idea how it works is the whole wholesale like buying. So what do you look for when you're shopping on these wholesale websites? Or I don't know, do you do it in person or online?
It's mostly online. There are like a lot of wholesalers and labels that have, you know, showrooms in my area that I can go to. I haven't done that yet, but it's pretty much just finding, you know, agencies that either represent like a whole bunch of labels or finding independent labels. And a lot of the labels that I'm stalking are, you know, clothing labels that I actually have tried myself and I actually wear their clothes and I really love them. So those are the kinds of labels and wholesalers that I went to first. You know, places that I know the quality is good. And at the moment, I was just like, you know, looking for clothing that I would like. Didn't want to like make it too complicated and get into too many trends. I was just looking for pieces that I would like. I thought people my age would like. Starting off pretty simple.
Yeah, I love your style. Like it is so trendy and so like just like so perfect. Like when I see something you wear, I'm like, yes, that's totally Alex. Like,
oh, yeah, thank like, you.
That is perfect for her. So how would you describe your style or the style of your boutique?
I'd say it's a little trendy, not too trendy. And kind of has that vintage/festival, sort of inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I love that. So tell us a bit about how you run your Instagram so far. I know you're not selling anything yet, but like, what do you use to edit your photos, or do you schedule out your photos, or how do you take them? Because they look really professional.
Oh, thank you. I actually take them all on my phone. So once I started receiving the stock orders of clothes, I actually just went to like the news agents and bought a little white piece of poster board to use as the background. And I've done some flat lay photos. So I pretty much just lay the clothes out, maybe like add some accessories in to kind of style it or some little accents. I'll take the photo on my phone. I'll throw a filter on there with VSCO cam. Mm-hmm. And then the main thing that I do to make it look really professional is I whiten the background and bump up the highlights. So it looks nice and white and contrasting. And that's pretty much how I take and edit the photos.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love VSCO cam. It is my life. Like
I just don't think I could have an Instagram without, I call it BS. Okay. Some people call it BSCO cam and VSCO cam. What did you call it?
Oh, I called it VSCO. I don't know. I don't even know how to properly say it.
People say it differently, but like that is like the number one app I feel like everyone uses, but it's amazing.
Yeah.
And I actually, have you heard of the app UNUM, like UNUM?
Yes, that's actually the app that I use to like schedule out the layout.
Nice. Yeah. So I've been using that for a while, but then I recently found a new app called Planoly. It's like plan and then adding O-L-Y. And it seems interesting too. So I've been trying out that because they actually have like a calendar where you can schedule in when everything will go up. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That sounds awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting. I'll send you the link. But
I'll check it out.
I'll put it in the show notes for you listeners. But yeah, so I'm playing with that and seeing if I like it better. But it's all very interesting. Like they make, I feel like app stores or app creators are really catching on to Instagram and like how it's more than just posting your friends and you hanging out, like how businesses are using it so much. And so I love I love how it's moving towards more business related apps that help you with social media.
Yeah.
When did you start this whole process? Can you give us like a timeline of what it's been so far?
Well, it was actually happened really quickly. When I first started, I did not think that I would be launching my store at the end of July. Mm-hmm. This was something that I actually was talking to my dad about on my last day of uni for this semester, which was about 4.5 weeks ago. I was just talking to him about how I thought like starting an online boutique would be such a cool idea. And maybe that would be like my project for, you know, the break between mm-hmm. semesters. So about like 4.5 weeks ago is when I really started getting everything and applying for everything I needed to start the business. And I don't know, I feel like that's such a short amount of time. But
sure. Yeah, mine sort of been the same way because I like wasn't even planning on having a business in 2017. And then in like, if you guys have heard my story, I just started playing around with like Wix templates for like a website. And I was like, oh, this looks cool. This looks good. And then I was like, wait, I can just start it now. So yeah, it was like almost that exact same time frame. It was maybe a little bit over a month, if even, that I started like planning it all that it launched. So that's so funny.
Yeah.
I know. It's just like, well, you know, now's the best time. It's either now or never, sort of the mentality I had.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I think is sometimes you just have to go for it because people will say, you know, you have to have a 20-page business plan and you need to have like your 5 years planned out of what it's going to grow to. And like, that's all good to know and stuff, but sometimes you just need like the guts to start. And if you wait too long, it'll like maybe fade out and you won't have the passion for it anymore. So
yeah, exactly. You can't wait until you have like everything planned out. Sometimes you just have to, you know, go for it.
Yeah, like I seriously am figuring out everything along the way.
Yeah, me too.
What has been the biggest challenge you've encountered so far?
Honestly, there hasn't been too much, challenges along the way, which I guess has been a good thing. I guess it's just been not really knowing what to do. Like I've tried to do as much research as I can, but you know, with like putting markups on my items, and like starting the store and customizing the Shopify store. It's like, am I doing this right? Am I doing this wrong? But like you said, it's just kind of learning as you go.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So where do you see yourself or the business? Okay. Originally I sent you the question. I was like in 5 years, but I want to do sooner. So let's say 1 year, where do you see yourself in the business?
1 year. Okay. So that means the business will be 1 year old. Hopefully it is going strong and continues to grow. That would be ideal. Cause like I said at the start, I've always kind of been like a be your own boss type of person. Mm-hmm. So hopefully this could potentially grow into something that could be, you know, a full-time job for me. So ideally, in 1 year, having the business being thriving and continuing to grow would probably be ideal for me.
Yeah, for sure. And so do you ever want like a brick and mortar store, maybe like a little boutique in Australia, or have you always just had the vision to keep this online?
I've never really thought about having like an actual physical brick and mortar store. But that could be something in the future that would be a really fun idea. you know, at the moment, everything I'm seeing for it is online. But, you know, who knows what could happen in the future. And if it turns out super successful, like, I feel like a physical store could be a really cool thing as well.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. That'd be so fun. I feel like that's more work sometimes is having like an actual store. But
yeah,
who knows? Maybe it'll all be worth it.
Yeah, true.
So tell us a little bit about your YouTube, because I really like the videos you do. I think they're super inspirational and sort of different than a lot of videos that I normally watch. So what has been your experience with YouTube and all of that?
Yeah, so I've been doing YouTube for about 5 years now, which is crazy. I've gone through a lot of different phases with my channel. You know, I started out trying to be that typical like beauty guru when I really knew nothing about makeup. I feel like most YouTubers that do that like lifestyle kind of content have had that stage. Mm-hmm. But recently I have kind of taken a little step back from my YouTube just because I've been spending a lot of time working on the business. But I've kind of been moving into more vlog style videos and just like content that I'm making for me and not so much caring about how many views I get on that content. And just trying to really show my authentic self. I've done a few behind the scenes vlogs about this business as well.
I love those.
Thank you.
I relate to them so much. And she's like, I need to order my business cards or your business cards came in. And I was like, yes, yeah. I just ordered mine today. So I love those.
But. Yeah. So yeah, I'm trying to kind of show more of my authentic self in my life and make videos for me as opposed to like trying to make content that just gets views that I'm not passionate about.
Yeah, YouTube is so hard with that because you want to grow and succeed, but sometimes to do that, like you have to do these videos that you don't really like because just
yes,
because
exactly.
And so it's this constant like pull and just I don't know, like tug of war in my mind. It's like, what do I upload? Like, do I really like this video? Am I just doing it for views? How are people reacting? And what I've noticed with my videos is the videos that are more personal, more unique, more just like me talking and that kind of stuff, like more personal videos, I get more engagement. So I get more like likes and comments than views. But on my popular videos, I obviously get more of those like clicks, some more views. So it's really interesting to compare the analytics of videos. But yeah, I totally get you with really doing content that makes you happy because then you'll feel fulfilled, even if your videos aren't getting lots of views. But sometimes when you have lots of views, you still won't feel fulfilled, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, exactly. I feel that.
Go check out her just launched boutique. Of course, I will have the link. And you also have a giveaway going on, right?
Yes, I'm actually posting that today. You can win your favorite piece from the launch of the store. All you have to do is tag some friends in the comments. So,
yay. And so, giveaways are super like great to, you know, drive followers. Was that, sort of what you wanted to do was just get that initial following or what are some like things you're doing or going to do to drive engagement and followers like right at the launch?
Yeah, well, I've already kind of built up a little, base of followers on the Instagram just through, you know, promoting the store through my YouTube channel and other social media. And I thought the giveaway would be a good idea just to promote the brand and just spread some awareness of it. I have the store link, which the store is not actually live, but if you go to the store link, you can put your email in. So I've kind of been building the email list that way. So hopefully going to do a bit of email marketing as well. So yeah.
Nice. And one last question I have, I think one last question. How did you create your logo? Did you do that yourself or did you hire someone?
Yes, I did that myself. It's pretty simple cause you know, I'm not much of a graphic designer, but I just kind of went through, thank you. I just went through some fonts, found one that I thought was cute and just kind of experimented with a few different ones. And I thought that one looked the best. I just threw it on a white background and cropped it. And that was my logo.
There you go. So everyone listening, you really don't need a lot to start. You did that for your logo. You use your phone and white like cardboard thing for your background. So it's very tangible. What is your favorite quote of the moment that helps you feel inspired or motivated?
Okay. My favorite quote, I'm not sure if this is exactly word for word, but it's nothing blooms all year round. And I just really love that quote because it kind of reminds me that, you know, you don't have to be in your prime every second of the day. You don't always have to be working and being productive, which is something that I need to remind myself of, because sometimes if I'm like taking time for myself or not being productive, I feel, you know, kind of like I should be working. So it just reminds me that it's okay to like take time for yourself, and you're not always going to be 100% productive. So yeah, that's why I really like that quote.
Yeah, I totally get that, because I actually put that quote in a video. I can't remember what video, but I love that quote too, and I'm writing a blog post. I was just writing it before this call about burnouts, because this past Christmas I went through a burnout and I was just like not at my best, and I wasn't feeling creative with my YouTube channel. And that's actually how my business was born, was through that burnout. But yeah. And then also I was thinking earlier today, actually, how some people can just take these days and like Sundays and just do absolutely nothing, like stay in bed and order takeout and watch Netflix. But if I do that, like I feel bad. Like, I don't know. I feel like I need to be constantly working. Like, especially, you know, this now with having your own business, and then you're also doing YouTube on top of this business. So with this, there's always something I feel like I could be doing. Like I could always be working on next month's, you know, content, or editing a podcast or a video. And it's overwhelming sometimes, but yeah, we all need to remember that we need to take breaks too. And it's okay to not be in your best all year round.
Yeah, definitely.
So do you have any last things you want to add to the listeners back home?
Yeah. Well, if any of you guys listening are wanting to start a business or have thought about it, honestly, just start. Don't wait till you have all the right equipment or until you have it all planned out. Use what you have. You know, I'm using my phone. You don't have to be a graphic designer to make a logo. Just throw some text on a background. Just work with what you have. Don't be afraid to learn as you go, and you can really achieve any amount of success that you set your mind to.
For sure. So thank you so much, Alex, for joining me today. I was so excited to talk to you, and I loved learning all about your business and more about you, even though we have known each other for a little bit.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And maybe in a few months we'll have you back on for the podcast and we can do a little update on how everything's going, and maybe then you'll have like some struggles and achievements you can talk about, and just sort of like a little segment on how's Milk and Bone doing. And
you. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I would love that.
Okay, awesome. So guys, make sure to go check out Milk and Bone Boutique on Instagram. Again, the link is in my show notes. Go shop. And you will also love Alex's YouTube channel. She is gorgeous and just has such a great positive outlook on life. I love her. So that is it for this podcast, everyone. If you enjoyed listening, make sure to give this a heart on SoundCloud and go check out the blog post that goes with it on hannahashtoncontent.com. And I will see you guys next week. Or I guess I won't see you guys, but I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.